Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Do you know what Agenda 21 is? It is a planetarily adopted United Nations World Government UNESCO treaty to shut down all human activity not controlled by less than 100 megacorporations. You will not farm, you will not have your kids carry out the trash, you will not have them do chores, you will do nothing. I was talking about Minnesota, where they make you get a license to have a canoe or a license to have a paddleboard or a surfboard. That's now spreading all over the country, and they informed me, and I looked it up during the break. Sure enough, I wonder why I see the cops whenever I'm on Lake Austin or something fishing with friends harassing people in canoes or two-man kayaks. They're writing them tickets. Because for 2 years, there's a law that you've got to have a license and registration to be in a canoe. I mean, what a dirtbag country. What? And, of course, the cops think it's for money for them. It's all about wrecking everything. And don't worry, you will be a pathetic slave, all of you that serve the system if this continues. Let's talk to Mike in New Orleans. You're on the air, then we'll go to Adam. Go ahead, Mike.
Mr. Jones, God bless you, sir. You have inspired me to give to the public a tool that is going to spread your information that is brilliant.
Wow.
If I could have you and your listeners go and look at Roving Info Wagon at Indiegogo, I have a wagon with two big screen TVs, live streaming internet access to the streets of the French Quarter of New Orleans. I'm on the streets 5-6 days a week spreading your message.
Wow.
It is a brilliant concept. I want to see these in every city. They can be a protest. They can live stream interviews.
By the way, let me just interrupt you, because yesterday I talked about Ryan Crowley and his wife that I ran into on the hike and bike trail with a newborn baby. I'm not just going to say that I'm every day talking to pregnant women or women with babies about vaccines. I'm going to start videotaping, and I don't care if it saves people. I didn't videotape this, but I got their name and then looked them up on Facebook. And the reason I'm doing that is so other people will see, because people model. My 5-year-old saw me get a glass of ice water this morning and saw me slam the whole thing, so she slammed the whole thing. People model behavior. We all need to go out, warn the public about the New World Order, about vaccines, GMOs, gun grabs, open borders, and then put it on YouTube so other people see it and model it. I never told the final reason. I had the epiphany that I can't just, you know, when they push store loyalty cards on me, I give a speech. Or whenever the cop pulls me over, I give a speech. Or whenever anything happens, I give a speech. I'm battling. I'm alive. That's what a free person does. But your idea, I see it. You're already doing it. You should shoot video of you talking to people in New Orleans. Put it on YouTube. We'll link to it and your Indiegogo. And, yes, everybody else should do stuff like this with My Info, Oath Keepers. Oath Keepers was being attacked 3 years ago on Fox News. Now they've got top Navy SEALs on there endorsing Oath Keepers. That's up on Infowars.com, and Fox agreeing with them. I mean, it's really starting to happen. We're becoming the mainstream. Tell us about what you've been doing, the response you've gotten, sir.
Oh, it's been brilliant. You inspired me when you did your Paul Revere. I built the prototype for this, and I went out on the streets, and I had a video screen in the back of the cart so I could go ahead and show people your program and and I, over the past year, I have talked to active colonels on the street, people with NSA top secret clearance on the street. The revolution's on the street. The idea was this, is when I was a young man and the revolution was going on, we didn't have the internet. The internet was the street.
You know what? I got Gerald Celente coming up, but if you can hold, I'm going to tell him about you at the bottom of the hour when we go back to calls, and I will introduce you, and you can talk about this for a few minutes with Gerald. How's that sound?
God, that'd be a dream. I'd love that.
All right, Gerald's going to be on for the next hour, and we'll go to you at the bottom of the hour. You can tell him about this, because this is it, folks. That's why I have the magazine, the digital magazine. It's all about getting on the street, getting active. You're the leader. You're the resistance. You're the hope. You're the answer. You are the future. And just what he just said, when you're out there, I'm always bashing government all day. I think government people are more awake on average than even the general public, because they're in the middle of it. They know I'm telling the truth.
My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere from all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents. Radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with nascent iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of nascent iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality nascent iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you. Has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Thank you for joining us into the second hour of the live Friday transmission. We're here Monday through Friday, 12 noon to 3 p.m. Eastern, back Sundays, 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. The news websites are InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Here's some of the headlines. Dollar slips as Fed worries continue. Treasury yield falls as investors focus on effects of government shutdown. No, they focus on the effects of our $16-plus trillion debt, $70 trillion in unfunded mandates, $600-plus trillion in derivatives that they've signed us onto that aren't our debts. It's amazing how in Greece and Italy and everywhere else they turn it around to where the debts of these mega banks somehow become our debts. And we're in financial trouble, not because we have a giant debt. Obama says raising our debt doesn't raise our debt. Remember that quote? Doesn't raise our debt. It's those that don't want to raise it that endanger us. We're not in deep enough debt. We're not taking enough heroin, the heroin dealer said, is the problem. And I guess once you're on heroin, you do feel sick if you don't take it. Can we get off of the fiat currency? Because we get to pay for it later in an evaluation. Now, we've got QE Unlimited continuing. We've got the new Fed chief in there who's the architect, supposedly, of Helicopter Ben's policy. So she's saying she's going to accelerate it. But again, they give the money to the insiders first. We get all the side effects of it. And is it any wonder that Chase Manhattan came out a few days ago? We published the report. GrudgeReport.com picked it up. Went viral. People said it couldn't be true. There's no way they're going to limit foreign money transfers. There's no way you can only have $50,000 in cash total activity a month. The average restaurant does more than that in a couple weeks or even in a week. Even, you know, taco shops do that in a month in raw cash. This is going to devastate them. That's the plan. And other banks, we've got this report coming out over the weekend or Monday. Other banks now are actually telling people, get ready for this, that it's coming from the top. These are capital controls, because you notice the money can come in from other countries. It can't go out. And Gerald Celente, when he saw our report, he's been all over the news giving his insight and analysis on it. The top trends forecaster, editor of the Trends Journal. And, of course, he comes on every month or so. We appreciate his time and insight. And he just kept explaining what QE Unlimited would do. And he predicted they would continue, just like Peter Schiff did, QE Unlimited, because, well, they can't do anything else. I mean, we're in trouble if we do, we're in trouble if we don't. And so the bankers are going to continue it because it actually helps them, it just hurts us. So we're going to get his take on where we are, then shift gears into the shutdown itself, the weenification of the men in this country, and where he thinks this whole situation is going. Obamacare, the giant scam. Schwarzenegger saying he wants to be president. I mean, the son of an SS officer. Why not? We don't know where Obama comes from. I mean, the Twilight Zone-ness, if this wasn't real, it would be very, very entertaining. So, Gerald, thank you so much for coming on with us.
Oh, my pleasure. Thanks for having me back, Alex.
Where do you want to start? With the whole Chase situation?
Yeah, why not? You're going to have to chase them for your money. That's what's coming down. And you know that in our Trends Journal, we've been warning about this now going on the better part of 2 years, that there would be a bank holiday. And we had that quote. We had that quote from Joe Big Mouth Biden as he was campaigning in New Jersey for John the Slime Corzine when he was running for re-election of governor.
We know they're discussing holidays. He said we may have to have a holiday.
That's right. That was the first thing that Biden said that the Obama transition team was discussing, whether or not to have a bank holiday. The video's there. It's for everyone to hear. So now, as we're looking at this, and you cleared it, made it very clear, that this tapering process is going to happen at some point. They don't know what to do. The only reason that the economy is moving along at any pace at all is because of the record low interest rates. And when interest rates go up, the economy goes down. As I've mentioned, I bought one of these historic buildings. I got a 15-year locked in March at 2.85%. In reality, that's lower than the inflation rate. So when you're looking around the world, whether it's China, whether it's the EU, whether it's the USSA, they're all devaluing their currencies and flooding the market with it. So now we go back to the banking issue. We saw with this fear and hysteria another day of, you know, D.C. drama bringing us to the edge over here, whether or not they were going to raise the debt ceiling. You saw what the banks were saying. So people could say, oh, I knew they weren't going to do anything. It was, yeah, you should have asked Jamie Dimon. You should have asked Christine Lagarde from the IMF. You should have asked the World Bank. You should have asked the head of Deutsche Bank. All of the banks were all making provisions in case the United States did not raise that debt ceiling. There's fear and hysteria running through the entire global financial community because, as everybody knows, All they did was postpone the inevitable. They're going to keep the government agencies open only to January 15th and the borrowing authority to February 7th. So they've done nothing. And I want to, again, before I get to the bank issue, because it's all connected, I kept saying over and over again on your show in Trends in the News and the Trends Journal, they would not do tapering. They won't do anything until after the Christmas holidays. Retail sales already stink. You look at the numbers coming in, they're way down. And by the way, Obamacare is going to make it worse because people are now going to be forced to buy medical insurance from private corporations. And you saw what the tax hike did just on payroll taxes, even though Obama promised that they wouldn't raise taxes during the elections. That's hurt retail sales. The Obamacare is going to hurt retail sales. They could not afford to hurt retail sales by bringing this drama out any longer or announcing that they were going to eventually have to raise interest rates. Going back to the banks. What happened in Cyprus earlier this year in the spring, as I said, was the canary in the mine shaft. They're doing the same exact thing by telling people that they only can get $50,000 a month out of their account. Hey, you have your money, but you're not going to get it until we tell you when you can take it out. That's what they did in Cyprus. And as I've also said, they're going to come up with a bank holiday. The reason being, you mentioned the debt at $16.7 trillion plus, 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 however you add it up with the entitlements, the pension programs, and on and on. So how are they going to get us out of this debt? Simply by devaluing the dollar. So when they call a bank holiday, they'll do it the same way that FDR did it, but only a little bit different. The language changes, the scheme's the same. Back in 33, they made you sell your gold for $20.62 an ounce because the dollar was pegged to gold, and that's what the bank runs were about. Oh, and by the way, it was a prelude to the closing of the banks. It happened in Michigan. Cyprus is the Michigan. So what happened was they closed the banks in Michigan, they reopened them, and they saw how it would play out. Okay, so now they forced the people to turn in their gold bullion, gold coins, gold certificates at 2062. After the criminal operation, the Federal Reserve got all the dough in, using FDR as the front man, they repegged the price of gold to $35 an ounce. Which means that they devalued the currency, you lost 70% of your purchasing power. You go back to the Great Depression, you come to the Great Recession, nothing has changed.
And undoubtedly, they run the same plays over and over again. In my article that was on DrudgeReport.com yesterday, my update to Paul Watson's article that got top linked on there, I broke down historically that it's all three. They're going to do bail-ins. Obamacare is a bail-in to the insurance companies and the government. It's not meant to work. They're going to fine people $5,000 a year. They're going to devalue the currency. They're going to basically do bail-ins. They are going to gang rape us up one side and down the other financially and hold us hostage just like they've done all the other countries. It's the same gang, as you said, demanding you do this or we'll make all the pension funds worthless and all the yuppies will say, okay, go ahead and do it. Go ahead and take part of it. Just don't take it all. And then they'll come back a few years later and take more, more, more till we have nothing. They're experts at this psychologically. So how do we wake people up and stop them?
Well, yeah, I mean, you're waking them up and I'm waking up, but the people have to wake up. And as you mentioned the yuppies, you know, I have a line that, you know, liberals are liars. You can show them that everything Obama and everything that they believe in has not happened and Obama backtracked on it. And they'll make an excuse, just like they make an excuse for Obamacare. I mean, this is a corporate scheme. It's a way that businesses and governments don't have to no longer have to carry insurance policies for the people that work for them. And it's fascism, by the way. It's the merger of state and corporate power.
That's right.
It's being we're being forced to buy our insurance from a private corporation.
I tell you what, hold that thought there, Gerald. We're going to come back to you and continue with what you're predicting in the next year. What's scaring me is all the experts that continue to be right that I respect. We're already in a collapse, folks, but they say by the middle of next year, they expect it all to really accelerate. We're going to see if Gerald concurs with that and get more of his trends straight ahead. And then your phone calls at 800-259-9231. Alex Jones here, and I want to tell you about a longtime friend of the show, My Patriot Supply. As you might remember, this is the company that stood up to the DHS and exposed FEMA's secret plan to begin hoarding emergency survival food. It has always been my belief that it's key to stand behind companies who share the same values as their fellow patriots. My Patriot Supply brings us their exclusive Patriot Pantry brand, along with many other fine preparedness products. I personally store and use their high-quality products. It tastes great, and it's easy to store for up to 25 years. For a limited time, you can save $50 instantly on a four-week supply of food, along with other special offers. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today. With the New World Order making rapid advances on every front, it is essential to prepare with My Patriot Supply today.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
That's the sound of a .44 Magnum and Traumamax, a high-tech hybrid Kevlar bulletproof vest from InfidelBodyArmor.com. We'll stop it and most pistol rounds. Traumamax is a major breakthrough in pistol-rated body armor, and prices start at just $170 per insert. More protection, more stopping power, more mobility, and it weighs less than 5 pounds. Get details at InfidelBodyArmor.com. That's I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com.
Tune in for the first time saying, why would government and mega corporations want to do things so horrible? Why would they want to wreck the economy? Because their business is consolidating the economy. They see competition as a sin. they see you having your own farmer's market, your own local business is bad. They openly talk about vertical integration. And they want you living like folks do at Foxconn Apple factories in China that is beyond slavery. It is forced drugging, forced abortions, suicide nets, mobile execution vans, and the robots are being delivered to replace them. This is an anti-human worldview, and I want to get more into that with Gerald Celente of the Trends Journal, trendsresearch.com. We have links to it up on Infowars.com. Gerald, this is a short segment, long segment coming up, as you know, but let me ask you this question, because you got cut off. I want you to finish your point about the merger of the state and major corporations being fascism, but then I want you to talk about the state of the world itself and where you see things going into the future. With the establishment acting like they don't even care if we know that they run Al-Qaeda, that they run white slavery, that they run the drugs. I mean, everything I talked about 16, 17 years ago and got attacked for is now really passé. And I just, it's surreal to see the most hardcore stuff that we knew was happening now being mainstream news, but no one gets in trouble when Wells Fargo gets caught with hundreds of billions of drug money.
Well, exactly. And you, as you were saying, you know, it's all these multinationals, vertical integration. And there's this new Asian trade pact that they're negotiating as well that will turn more of America into Slavelandia as well, where people could get those part-time jobs, have no insurance, no benefits, and not enough money to live on. And then they'll have to go on to food stamps and other assistance. So we'll be subsidizing those corporations as we already do with McDonald's, the other fast food chains, and Walmarts. And as I've been saying, this is not globalization, it's multinationalization. There are no mom and pops anymore. The stores are all closing down. As you pointed out, they make it very difficult for the small farmers, the farmers markets, everything. They have the highest and harshest, they impose the harshest regulations and terms on us. I believe it was your site that I went to either today or yesterday, with the, what, four-year-old kid that brought a toy gun into school. I mean, those are the people they crack down on. So, and looking by, and going back to this as well, when I talk about fascism, four words prove it. Too big to fail. In capitalism, there's no such thing. In fascism, there is. They're taking our money and giving it to the big banks, which goes back to the first question about the J.P. Morgan Chase crime syndicate. How about this? They have paid, Alex, almost $16 billion worth of fines and litigations, legal fees and litigation, since 2009. Just this week, they got slapped with another $100 million. So I'm starting to think about this. I know that they make a lot of dough. But even in the real world, $16 billion is a lot of cash. And these banks, as I see it, don't have the money. And you look at, yeah, you pick up the paper. Here we go. Financial Times, Citigroup hit by slowdown in bond trading. You look at Bank of America's numbers coming out right after that, same thing. You look at one bank after another. You look at all the people they're laying off because all the refis and new applications for mortgages are going down. They don't have the money. And you well know my experience. So you ask me, what could the people do? Here's the deal. I talked about John the Slime Corzine, the SOB who stole my money, took it out of my segregated account. I wasn't a trader. I was using the money to purchase hard
assets. And you accurately predicted that he would not get in trouble. 2 years later, no criminal charges.
No criminal charges. He's probably holding fundraisers for some other Democrat. Then you got right over, you saw what happened in Cyprus, and I told the stories, what happened to me on 9/11 when I tried to cash out my CDs. I couldn't. Because Wall Street was closed and CDs of financial instruments traded on Wall Street. But don't worry, Mr. Celente, we can assure you that Fleet Bank fully banks. Yeah, Fleet Bank is out of business now. One of the big guys bought them out. Number two. Number three, I went to the banks when financial situations were getting a little scary. And I wrote about it in the Trends Journal with HSBC and Key Bank. How they busted my chops and wouldn't let me have my money until I had to put on a scene. And I'm saying to everybody out there, if you don't have your money in your pocket, it's not yours, Jack.
That's right. Stay there. I want to break down and tell the story of what happened to you, because I've sent my wife to try to get a couple thousand out. And literally, even at a local bank, they treated her like a criminal. And it was a business account. We had quite a bit of money in there. And she said, really? This is how you're going to treat me? I mean, the criminals have taken over. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere from all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents. Radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with Nascent Iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent Iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of Nascent Iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent Iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality Nascent Iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
And now, an important sponsored message for men only from GetEDSolutions.com. Men who were formerly taking ED medication are now reporting that a secret underground video has restored their male performance better than pills. These men say this secret underground video is bringing back the male performance and sensation they've been missing for years, and it's working better than pills.
Things are so much better now. Everything kind of came back overnight. My girlfriend is very happy.
I purchased your product yesterday, and it was fantastic. I have used your system for about 3 weeks, and I'm already seeing great results.
The owner of this video has reported the overwhelming bandwidth costs may necessitate his taking this video down. Don't miss watching this urgent video on fixing male performance while it's still up at GetEDSolutions.com. There may only be hours left, so watch now at GetEDSolutions.com. GetEDSolutions.com. GetEDSolutions.com.
And the winner of fallback pricing is you. The results are in from Freeze Dry Guy's You Be the Boss, Tell Us What You Want Us to Put on Sale campaign. After getting phone calls, emails, blog, and Facebook comments, nominating your favorite freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods, you the people, you the bosses have spoken. We the staff at Freeze Dry Guy have listened, as we've done since 1970. So now, one item and one entire line of food are on special sale until the end of October. The entire line of popular non-GMO and gluten-free foods are 20% off. The Family First Responders Kit, loaded with delicious freeze-dried foods like hearty beef stew, lasagna, and mouth-watering strawberries, is roughly 30% off. Go to freezedryguy.com, that's freezedryguy.com, to order or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, and make your own deal. Thank you, boss!
It's always a tough vote because the average person thinks raising the debt ceiling must mean that we're running up our debt. Raising the debt ceiling, which has been done over 100 times, does not increase our debt. It does not somehow promote profligacy. All it does is it says you got to pay the bills that you've already racked up, Congress.
Just not pay today. Got me your pockets full of change.
You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back live. Thank you for joining us on this Friday edition. We're going back to Gerald Celente and then your phone calls on different subjects that he can comment on here in a moment. Also want to ask Gerald what other important trends he's looking at and what he sees happening by the middle of next year. So many other experts are saying it's going to get a lot worse before it gets better, and solutions and ways to take action against this. I think it's key for everybody to become activist and journalist and to resist the corporate press. We're going to talk about that in a moment. And with a caller who wants to talk to Gerald, who called in earlier, I put on hold because his point was so interesting. I wanted to get Gerald's take on it. But first off, we're listener supported. We're not like NPR or MSNBC that gets bailout money or stimulus money or tax money. We're supported by our AM and FM affiliates carrying us, our local sponsors on those stations who we thank and who people should support, our national sponsors are mainly mom-and-pop institutions, and the products that we sell at InfoWarsStore.com, the books, the videos, the super high-quality supplements at InfoWarsStore.com. Undoubtedly unique, extremely powerful, really special, unique nascent iodine that Dr. Group talked about yesterday that we're unable to find anywhere else, so it's sold out. You can pre-order so that more is coming in the next few weeks if you want to be first in line to get it. InfoWarsStore.com, and we have the best water filtration systems, the stainless steel systems, the Pro One systems that I research and I use personally. We have those at the lowest prices with promo code WATER. You get an additional 10% off the already lowest prices at InfoWarsStore.com. And you can ask about all the specials or ask any other questions about different products, books, films, all the Patriot apparel to help spread the word and meet like-minded liberty lovers, all at InfoWarsStore.com. You can find the magazine to subscribe or give a gift subscription or buy it in bulk at cost, the InfoWars magazine. It's all about taking action, the non-GMO heirloom seed center, largest selection out there. We found the lowest price, the InfoWars Seed Center, InfoWarsStore.com, or call 888-253-3139. We're also about being citizen journalists, so we have the, again, check it out, lowest price on high def with an 8-gig thumb drive that comes free with it or memory stick. We've added that, the lowest price. The other competitors are $150 on average. We have the same system for $99.95. It hangs over your rearview mirror, looks just like a regular rearview mirror, but actually has camera, high-def camera, and a high-def TV screen when you hit a button that pops up and turns the mirror into a TV screen. Just simply amazing. $99.95. We sold out of these a few weeks ago when the first shipment came in. We've got more in, ladies and gentlemen. Absolutely essential to protect yourself from bureaucrats, you name it, and document everything. So get the hidden dash cam today. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. And InfoWars, the nightly news, PrisonPlanet.tv. It's a platform for all these other great people who have their own platforms, but synergistically we work together, like Gerald Celente and Ron Paul and Jesse Ventura and Ben Schwan, and just countless other great people. It's a good thing there's not just Gerald Celente. It's a great thing that that there's not just Alex Jones. It's a great thing that there's not just people like Rand Paul speaking out. There's more and more libertarians, classical liberals, true conservatives, constitutionalists, just freedom lovers, getting past the labels. We're anti-corruption. We're anti-globalist mafia. We're calling for a return to sanity, to local community, not the fake globalism, the multinationalism, but the true, true power of nationalism working together for real globalism, for real free trade, not fake rigged trade. So be sure and go to trendsjournal.com or trendsresearch.com and subscribe as well and sign up for their free alerts as well, because it's such an invaluable magazine. And it's something the average folks can read, but it's also real brainy. So whether your brother's an auto mechanic or a brain surgeon, the Trends Journal, and I suggest you get back issues. They've got very affordably when they're not sold out. To give them back issues from a few years ago, it's like getting in a time machine, reading it back then, and now it actually happened. That's what really seems to wake people up, that I've predicted so much, that Gerald has predicted so much. And so now that people are listening to us, because our credibility is at all-time highs, it's time now more than ever to warn people about what's coming and to shape the future battle space politically so folks know exactly what we're facing. Gerald, other points, trends you want to get into, and then I want to take some phone calls.
Yes, I wanted to follow up on what you said earlier about, what people could do. How can they wake up? What is it going to take? I would suggest that everyone that's, it's on YouTube, go to Harry Reid's speech on the floor of the Senate on October 16th, quote, "The compromise we reached will provide our economy with the stability it desperately needs. All right? How about that for a line of BS? If that one doesn't work, how about this? I look forward to working with my colleagues on both sides of the great capital that passed this remarkable agreement. Remarkable? Remarkably stupid. Remarkably nothing. But the prostitutes let him get away with it, which will protect the long-term health of our economy. Hey, Harry, you're a liar. Could anybody say that? Could any prostitute challenge him? This didn't do anything to help our economy. All it did was reopen the government and raise the debt ceiling. But they can get away with it because it even gets dumber than that and more insulting. And avert a default on our nation's debt and allow us to set the foundation for economic expansion. Okay, Junior. Oh, I should say senior. You're the senior senator. How is it going to help promote our economic expansion? You know why? Because now Congress must return to its most important job. And you know what that is, Alex? You know. Everybody out there knows. Everybody knows, because when you get up in the morning, this is the first thing you're so happy about for having voted for a Republican or a Democratic gang member. Fostering economic growth and protecting middle-class families. How's that, boys and girls? So when people say what to do, why don't you wake up? Why don't you become a man or a woman and look at these little clowns shooting off their flabbery mouths, spewing out a bunch of baloney that you couldn't sell at a bar? If you talk like this anywhere to anybody that you ever knew, they would tell you to get lost, but not the American people. Salute the commander-in-chief. Applaud when your senators and congressmen show up. Don't forget to vote. Election day's right around the corner. Oh, and give money to support your Democratic and your Republican criminal operations. That's what's going on. Until people grow up and maintain their courage, their dignity, their respect, and their integrity, nothing is going to change, because any self-respecting adult that hears McConnell, Reid, Boehner, Ryan, one after another, and buys this baloney, they deserve what they get. And as for the international scene, the whole thing is collapsing. That's our forecast as well. We were saying by the second quarter of 2014, we expect the bottom to fall out. Or something to divert our attention as it falls out. Oh, look how quick America was ready to go to war against Syria. Our commander-in-chief, he was out there, right? He was beating the drum.
But, Gerald, isn't that super good news that they had the whole whore media, both the major parties, but it was the libertarian kind of Tea Party folks that helped to a great extent stop that. This is the first time in 220-plus years the British said no. I mean, I think the fact that nuclear war was probably going to happen, most experts agreed, that even Dempsey, who's a warmonger, went and told Obama no, I see that as really positive.
It is positive, and it's positive for the American people. But we have the sociopaths and psychopaths in control. They'll do anything. Pick up today's Financial Times. It's not in the American press. The Senate is calling for harsher sanctions against Iran. You know, I mean, it just keeps going on and on.
And Israel could hit Iran any time, whether you love Iran or hate them. The point is it's preemptive. All hell's going to break loose in the Strait of Hormuz. And it's going to be a great political diversion. I want to ask you one more question and go to calls. I don't want to hog you here. And folks want to ask questions or direct comments at you and see what you have to say. Again, Gerald Celente is our guest. I'm Alex Jones. If you just joined us, Gerald, look, I don't claim to be a tough guy. But if somebody hits me in the face, I'm going to hit them back. It's not even a courage thing. I'm going to attack somebody back. It's just the default position. I mean, I have a chihuahua. If somebody kicks it, it's going to bite them. It's not an attack dog. But I look at the prostitutes, the term you coined, the dinosaur whores, the term I use, and I see them in hour-long press conferences never asking Obama about, hey, Obamacare doesn't work. When's that going to work? That'd be the first question the press 5 years ago, 6 years ago would have asked. I see them being arrested, persecuted, and rolling over. In the old days, Nixon barely messed with some press, with some IRS stuff, and the whole media, left and right, turned against him. Where is the common sense that when a government bully messes with you, you all get together because your instinct is you're going to be a slave if you don't? Where is the instinct? I know where it is, but I want to get your take on this. Here's CBS. They heard a backfire of a car, so the SWAT team responded to the Louisiana situation and evacuated the school, freaking out. Same thing happened in another state. Water supply at a major lake in Seattle. Surveillance camera. Police saw a man with friends drinking beer at a picnic. There's multiple articles on this. You can go read them. He peed on the side. I mean, I just did that at the side of the ocean fishing at night. I peed in the ocean last 2 weeks ago.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my gosh. It was at midnight. I didn't want to go back to a porta potty a half mile away. I peed at midnight surf fishing out in the surf. But my point is they evacuated it and drained tens of millions of gallons, saying it would take the surface urine away. When there's fish, there's sewage running off. It's this grandstanding. Here's another one. This is just today. A man dumped his ashes. This is Breitbart. So they evacuated a whole area and a shopping mall because the ashes were so scary. Here's another one. They shut down a large area of San Francisco because of a paper bag on the side of the street yesterday. This is the type of hysteria where kids are seen playing with Nerf guns in their backyard. Guards and aren't kicked out of school. The police come and put them in handcuffs. Gerald Celente, this is mind control. This isn't land of the cowards. This is like weenie world, like an absurdist joke or something. This is why the press won't do anything. We are. How did we turn into planet weenie?
First of all, you are a tough guy. And in the most manly sense, in the most masculine sense, you don't take anything and you don't give anything in terms of you don't give anybody a hard time. You just call it like you see it and you don't have to believe anybody and you just call it clean. And you speak out. And as you said, if somebody pushes you, you'll punch them. Just like if you kick a dog, the dog's going to try to rip your leg off. And number two is that I believe it really happens in the schools. I mean, could you imagine? I mean, I was just thinking about this. You're going to send your kid to a school where they have police guards? Doesn't that tell you that something's wrong? And they keep teaching us to be submissive, not to fight back. And that's what, and you said it's weenie world. And then you see these cops that go berserk over nothing. And, you know, want to, you know, as you said, they hear a car backfiring and they bring in the SWAT teams. And as you well know, and you've been writing about it, I've been writing about it, it's the militarization of the United States. And again, as I see it, because of the grand scheme. And that is, these people may be stupid, the people running government, but they're very shrewd. And they know, as we all know, that there's no way to solve the economic problems. Look, I saw it on your site. You were the first to report the mayhem that went on in Walmart when people couldn't cash in their food stamps. Multiply that by tens of millions. Multiply that a breakdown of society. Look what they did in Boston. Again, to me, that was a test. They closed down 100 square miles of Boston, stopped the trains from running between New York and Boston to hunt for a 19-year-old kid. So, again, look at America's most feared criminals of this last year. A 19-year-old kid, Snowden, and Bradley Manning. Now, there's three faces of disaster you never want to meet in a dark alley. So you can see how the society is being controlled because they don't want anyone to get out of line. But going back to the prostitutes, I'm going to have Zeke over here, Zeke West, my assistant. You said about, what'd you call them, dinosaurs?
Dinosaur media.
Dinosaur media. Anthony Frieda. We have a weekly Frieda as part of the subscription. Wait till you see this one. He just did you a dinosaur piece.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, he, of course, you know, he's a fan of yours as well, and writes for the, and does illustrations for us. And so he just did a great piece, and Zekel sent it to you. But that's these again. Look at who these tough guys in the media are. Hey, Anderson Cooper. Whoa. Oh, you met him. You sat face to face with Piers Morgan. Ooh.
Bob Costas.
Look at these guys. They're little boys. They're all, look at the facts. We'll get past that part of it. Look at the facts. Look who Obama has as his mouthpiece. James Carney. Where did Carney come from? Oh, Carnival Man Carney? Oh, he came from Time Magazine. Yeah. Obama has more people working with him from the major media than anybody recently in history. And as you also saw that latest release that came out, even from prostitutes like the toilet paper record, the New York Times, saying how difficult and how closed down. Oh, remember Obama was going to make everything transparent? Nothing goes through. Nothing goes through, and everybody gets shut down.
Well, they
down.
Now admit, even a New York Times top person said it's the most deceptive, closed-door, control-freak thing they've ever seen.
Exactly. So, again, it's both the weenie and the control.
Yeah, so they want us to be weenies while they're armed to the teeth and total tyrants.
You got it.
We're going to come back and take phone calls with Gerald Celente. We're going to talk to Mike, who's got an idea for citizens to take action, then David and many others, Jack, Johnny, Debbie. I'll get to everybody. We'll see if Gerald can say 5 minutes the next hour. Probably can't. We'll find out. FriendsJournal.com. I'm Alex Jones with PrisonPlanet.com.
In times of disaster, internet and mobile networks will go dark. A wealth of online information will be completely inaccessible. Now, imagine the most extensive survival and disaster preparedness library ever created, with information for every possible scenario still available to you without online access. That's the survival key. Ben Franklin said it best. By failing to prepare, you're preparing to fail. Get your survival key at GetSurvivalKey.com. Quite literally, the key to your survival. GetSurvivalKey.com.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called MicroPlant Powder Gold. MicroPlant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make MicroPlant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
Isn't Wi-Fi great? You can browse the web anywhere. Coffee shops, airports, libraries. But using public Wi-Fi means that people can spy on you. And it's easy as, yep, they can access your data at the touch of a button. Seriously, even your internet service provider can see every website you ever go to. Private internet access has got your back. How? Well, it's kind of nerdy, but to put it simply, spies and companies that track you don't like us one bit. We create an encrypted tunnel so that nobody can spy on you. We also provide IP cloaking, which frees you from geographic restrictions when you're traveling. Register today and disappear online the way it was supposed to be. Go to privateinternetaccess.com right now, because your family's privacy is worth it. That's privateinternetaccess.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Thank you.
start of the next hour. We're going to get rid of that segment soon and have the show start at 6 after like it's supposed to for stations out there. I think that starts the middle of next month. We need to send those notices out to everybody. I think it's already been done. Gerald Celente is our guest. I'm Alex Jones, your host. 10 ways the Obama train wreck is screwing the American people. Soaring costs, assaults on privacy, and the nanny state gone wild. Paul Watson's article just went up on PrisonPlanet.com. I know most of you as listeners know all this, but give this to your average person that's been conned. Gerald, I'll ask you at the end of the interview in about 10 minutes your take, your prediction on what will happen with Obamacare. But mull that around in the back of your big brain and then tell us what you think at the end of the interview here in about 10 minutes. Let's go to calls. This fellow called in earlier. I put him on hold because he wanted to address the question to you. He has an idea for a, it's not a Kickstarter campaign. What's the name of the other thing? Indiegogo. He already does it in New Orleans to drive around with Liberty information with a bicycle. I guess you could even charge folks to be carried on it, you know, that has the TV sandwich board on the back. He has InfoWars material, my material, whatever it is, whatever the small business is, whatever. I mean, this is a great idea for business, for politics. We're going to try to support this fellow. But my point is we need to get aggressive, and all of us as individuals become media ourselves. And go ahead, Mike of New Orleans, make your point in about 45 seconds for Gerald Celente so he can comment on it.
Yes, guys, I need to pass on. You were absolutely right, Mr. Celente, that it's getting the information to the people that don't know it. And that's why my project does just that. It's live streaming, internet access to the streets on 251-inch screens, solar panel being pulled by a motorized electronic bike. So I can show your show. I can show Alex's show. I can show documentaries. I can do live interviews, show pertinent news broadcasts, everything on the streets, right where the revolution is, right where it's needed, so we can reach people that normally would never, ever hear.
And you were telling me earlier, it's just roving info-wagon and Indiegogo. Folks, go fund it right now. We need to see more of these around the country. You were telling me you talked to colonels, NSA people. You're saying they're massively awakening right now.
Oh, absolutely, Alex. You were talking about Syria. Three Berets were walking down the street, and they stopped, and I asked them, excuse me, if you guys get called to Syria to fight on the side of Al-Qaeda, what are you going to do? They laughed, and they said, I thought you were going to ask us a serious question. We ain't going. That's the kind of stuff that needs to be seen. That needs to be filmed. People need to know that.
Exactly. God bless you, folks. Give us an update. Shoot a YouTube video, brother. I want to see what you're doing. That's how you really get attention. Great job. We're going to break here in a few minutes for a final segment, Gerald, but this is a short segment. That's the type of action we need, isn't it?
It's brilliant, and it's unique. And that's what people say, you know, give me a solution. I don't have a solution. I'm only doing what I'm doing. I'm one guy. You're one guy. We come up with as many ideas as we can. That's what it takes. It takes the individual spirit to become creative. It's brilliant. Could you imagine 100,000 of those on the street?
It'd be over. And that's what you always talk about. The power of the renaissance of the individual. That's the American dream. Anybody that says they have all the answers, follow them as a con artist or nuts. Anybody that knows the real world says you're the answer, folks. Start thinking like that.
That's right, and that's exactly at the Renaissance, and this is the perfect example. It's creating your own future rather than letting someone else do it for you, because if you let them do it for you, you know how it's going to end up. You're not going to like
Briefly,
it.
Briefly, tell us about the new Trends Journal coming out and how people get it.
Well, you know, it's 52 pages. It's all totally different, full color. And, of course, we do Trends in the News every night. It's Trends Journal TV, the real news like your news, taking other issues and showing us into
TrendsResearch.com. Stay there. Back in 60.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere. From all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents, radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with Nascent Iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent Iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of
iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of nascent iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality nascent iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.